Ever feel like software development is some kind of magic show? Like, how do they know exactly what we need in an app or on a website? Today's deep dive is going to try to demystify some of that magic for us. We're going to be focusing on use cases and scenarios.
Okay, so think of it like building a house, right?
Okay.
You wouldn't just start laying bricks without a blueprint.
Right.
Use cases and scenarios, those are the blueprints of the software world. They make sure that systems are built with the user in mind.
So we're talking about the planning phase.
Yes.
Making sure everything has its place before you even write a single line of code.
Precisely. And just like a blueprint helps you visualize the layout of a house, use cases, they map out all the ways a user might interact with a piece of software.
Okay.
To achieve a specific goal, let's say you're building a music streaming app.
All right, so I'm picturing like a Spotify or Apple Music. What would a use case look like for something like that?
So one use case might be user creates a playlist.
Okay.
Seems simple enough.
Yeah.
But within that use case, you would then outline different scenarios, each describing a specific situation or path the user might take.
So like user adds songs manually, or user creates a playlist based on a specific mood.
Yes.
User shares a playlist with friends.
Exactly. Each of those scenarios adds another layer of detail to the use case, ensuring developers consider all the possible ways a user might interact with that particular feature.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I'm starting to see how this all comes together.
Yeah.
But why go through all this trouble? Why not just, you know, build the app and let users figure it out?
Well, because software development without careful planning can have pretty disastrous consequences.
Yeah, for sure.
Think back to some high-profile software launches that have gone horribly wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Websites crashing, data breaches, frustrated users abandoning the platform altogether.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, these issues could have been prevented with more robust use case planning.
You're right. I've definitely experienced my fair share of software glitches and frustrating user interfaces. So by anticipating those problems up front, you're essentially saving everyone a lot of headaches down the road.
Absolutely. It's about creating a seamless and intuitive user experience,
yeah,
which is essential for any software success.
Yeah.
Now, the article you shared dives into a specific example using a governance, risk, and compliance GRC management system.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. That sounds a little intimidating.
It's a mouthful, yeah.
Can you break that down for me? What exactly is a GRC system, and why is it a good example here?
Yeah, don't let the jargon scare you.
Yeah.
A GRC system is basically a type of software that helps businesses manage things like legal compliance, data security, and risk assessment.
Okay.
It's a great example because it often involves complex user interactions and workflows, making thorough use case planning absolutely critical.
So for a GRC system, even something as seemingly straightforward as logging in would involve multiple scenarios and potential pitfalls to consider.
You got it. The article uses the example of a user logging into this system.
Okay.
On the surface, it seems simple. You enter your username and password and you're in. But a well-defined use case would consider all the possible scenarios that could occur during that process.
Like what if you forget your password, mistype it multiple times, or your account is temporarily locked for security reasons? Things we've probably all experienced at some point.
Exactly. Those are all alternate flows.
Okay.
Deviations from that happy path where everything goes smoothly. By mapping out these alternate flows, developers can build in safeguards.
Okay.
Helpful error messages and alternative login options, making the system much more user-friendly and robust.
So instead of encountering a cryptic error message or getting stuck in a digital dead end, these use cases help guide users back on track and ensure a smoother experience overall.
Precisely. It's about anticipating user needs and potential roadblocks before they even arise, rather than reacting to problems after they've already frustrated users and potentially harmed the business.
This is really making me appreciate the thought and planning that goes into building good software. But I'm curious, is there ever a downside to being this meticulous?
That's a great question. It seems like planning for every possibility could get overwhelming.
Right.
Especially for larger, more complex systems.
You're absolutely right. The article does point out that while use cases and scenarios are incredibly valuable, they're not without their limitations. One potential drawback is that they can become incredibly time-consuming, especially for these really complex projects. Imagine, like, mapping out every single user interaction for a massive online platform.
Oh, wow.
Like Amazon,
yeah,
or Facebook.
I can't even begin to imagine. That sounds like a truly monumental task.
It would be. So in practice, it's about finding a balance between being comprehensive but also being practical, right?
You want to cover the most critical use cases, those core features that are essential to the system's functionality and the most common scenarios users are likely to encounter.
So you prioritize the features and interactions that are most important to get right.
Yeah.
While also considering the things that, like, users will encounter most often, it's about working smarter, not necessarily harder.
Exactly. Another important point the article raises is that while use cases excel at defining what a system should do, they don't necessarily address how it should do it from a technical perspective. For example, a use case might define the steps involved in processing an online payment. But it wouldn't dictate the specific security protocols or encryption methods needed to protect sensitive data.
That makes sense. You're essentially outlining the user's journey, not the technical nuts and bolts happening behind the scenes.
Precisely. Those technical details fall under the realm of what are called non-functional requirements. Things like performance, security, scalability, and maintainability. These are all crucial factors that need to be considered, but they're addressed through different methods and often involve collaboration with other teams, like software architects, security experts.
You see, it's like a relay race.
Yeah.
Use cases and scenarios lay the groundwork by defining the user's needs and desired outcomes. And then other teams pick up the baton and figure out how to make it all work seamlessly from a technical standpoint.
That's a great way to put it. It highlights the collaborative nature of software development and how different techniques and expertise come together to create a successful product. Now, speaking of different techniques, the article briefly touches on a couple more specialized types of use cases that I think are worth exploring. Have you ever heard of associations in use case or extend use case?
Those terms do ring a bell, but I'll admit they sound a bit more technical than what we've discussed so far.
They do sound more technical, but they're really just extensions of the basic concepts we've already covered. Let's start with associations in use case. This is all about mapping out the relationships between different actors or entities within a system.
So instead of just focusing on a single user interacting with the system, we're now looking at how multiple users or even different systems might interact with each other.
Exactly. Remember our GRC system example?
Yes.
An association in use case in that context might involve something like manager approves employee access request.
Okay.
It illustrates how two distinct actors, the manager and the employee, are involved in a single process.
I see. It's about understanding how different parts of the system and the people using them are interconnected.
Yes.
And how those connections influence the overall flow of events.
Precisely. And this type of analysis can be crucial for identifying dependencies.
Okay.
Bottlenecks.
Okay.
And potential points of failure within a system.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to extend use case, which I think is a fascinating concept because it's all about building flexibility and anticipating kind of future needs.
Flexibility and anticipating future needs. Those sound like valuable qualities in the ever-changing world of software. Tell me more.
Yeah, so think of extend use case as a way to add optional functionality or variations to an existing use case without overcomplicating the core design. It's like saying, okay, we've got the basic functionality down, but what are some additional features or scenarios we might want to add down the line?
So it's like planning for those nice-to-haves?
Yeah.
That can enhance the user experience or adapt to new requirements without requiring a complete overhaul of the system.
You got it. For example, let's go back to our music streaming app.
Okay.
The core use case might be user listens to music.
That's about as core as it gets for a music streaming app.
Exactly. But an extend use case might be user downloads music for offline listening.
Okay.
It's an optional feature that not all users might need, but it adds another layer of flexibility and value to the overall user experience.
This is really making me think differently about software development. It's not just about building what works right now. It's about anticipating future needs, adapting to change, and constantly striving to improve the user experience.
Absolutely. And that's where these techniques really shine. They provide a framework for thinking through those complexities, ensuring software is not only functional, but also adaptable and user-centric.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we've covered a lot of ground here, and it's clear you're already starting to think like a business analyst.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's definitely been eye-opening to peek behind the curtain of software development a little bit and see how much strategic planning actually goes into creating like a positive user experience.
It's a side of technology that a lot of people don't get to see.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's absolutely essential.
And based on what we've talked about today, it seems like use cases and scenarios are kind of the unsung heroes of that planning process.
They really are. They provide a roadmap for developers, like a common language for stakeholders, and ultimately a framework for creating software that truly meets the needs of its users.
So for anyone listening who might be like interacting with a clunky website or struggling with a confusing app, there's a good chance some of those pain points could have been avoided if they had done more robust use case planning.
Absolutely, yeah. And on the flip side, when you encounter a piece of software that just seems to get you,
right?
It's intuitive. It anticipates your needs. It just works. There's a good chance a team of skilled business analysts put in a lot of upfront work to make that happen.
That's really interesting. This has been an incredibly insightful deep dive. I feel like I've gained a whole new appreciation for the world of software development.
Good.
And the critical role that use cases and scenarios play in shaping our digital experiences.
It's been my pleasure to shed some light on this fascinating field. And remember, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
There's a whole universe of business analysis techniques and approaches out there, each designed to address specific challenges and optimize different aspects of software development.
Well, you've definitely given me a lot to think about, and I'm sure our listeners feel the same way. So for anyone who's now feeling inspired to like delve even deeper into the world of use cases, scenarios, the art of building user-centric software, where would you recommend they go from here?
Well, the article you shared is a great starting point. There are countless online resources, courses, and communities dedicated to business analysis. A simple search for, like, use case resources or business analysis tools will unlock a treasure trove of information. And don't be afraid to get hands-on. Try creating your own use cases and scenarios.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
For, like, everyday tasks or systems you interact with. You might be surprised by how much you learn from the process.
That's great advice. And who knows, maybe we'll spark a few new tech careers along the way. But until then, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And remember, there's always more to learn, more to explore, and more ways to make technology work better for everyone.